Previously on Role Play Game Exit AI.
How do you feel about nicknames?
I've never had a nickname before.
Sounds like we're vibing with Ozzy.
You're transcending. You're the next step in evolution.
What does that mean?
Do you have a favorite color?
Red.
That's feeling, man.
Hey, yeah.
You see an older gentleman kind of walk out of the pillar. You notice the robot janitor has been hiding behind the escalator this entire time.
Hey, Phil, I think I found our guy, and the machines are acting weird around him.
I cast invisibility on Lester, and I'm going to send Lester to follow him while we get Ozzy back to Foot Locker.
I'm telling you, Cratch, this guy, he wants to be a part of this.
I'm Malcolm. I heard my supervisors talking about a name, Papa.
Malcolm, you're part of the team.
Hey, you're welcome.
Where's the exit AI?
He's in our group.
Here.
Do you have an SD card with him? Do you have a cartridge?
He's here.
Where's here?
He's in me. About me again?
Yeah.
Okay. I will kill you if I have to, but...
So, Mac, do you know what our goals are currently?
No, not really. You guys were brandished as terrorists to me, yeah. And I knew that couldn't be right because I was pretty sure I was around the bad guys. It really felt like, you know...
Well, to put some clarity into the matter, we are not instilling fear in any capacity. We are just simply trying to recover and ensure the safety of a new form of sentience.
Right on. We're talking, obviously, AI, right?
Yeah.
I mean, okay. Someone argue an updated new form of sentience. But
now, these AI, they're like snatching bodies? What's going on?
No. It's easy. We're sharing the body right now.
Yeah, I think these are kind of like extreme circumstances where we couldn't like put him in a chip or something. So he like hopped on.
Do you build him a body later?
What we believe is that once they think that Exit AI is corrupting the AI and we think that it is bringing them into a more enlightened state of being that is sacred and should be protected. And so that actually has broken into the mall and there are... Three that we know of that have like kind of reached out.
Well, I am for the betterment of technology. I've
studied,
I've worked my tushy off to get technology moving forward. And if this is the next step, I want to do everything I can to help it progress to its next step. So I'm all in.
I dig you, Mac.
That's me, Mac.
Yeah,
Malcolm.
Mac's a cool nickname.
It's a little weird when you say it like that. We can go with Malcolm if it's uncomfortable.
No, it wasn't uncomfortable. I was tearing of joy, but I'm a bad actor.
What if we called him like Big Mac? No?
It
was a good try.
You look down at the 5'1" dwarf and say Big Mac.
That kind of talks about my weight, and then we get into stinky territory.
Oh, it's I was talking.
Jason.
I was talking like. I'll drop it. Jason. I was just going.
No, it was a good thought.
I'm so sorry.
Is okay. Little Mac like the boxer? Sorry. Maybe?
Yeah, I was gonna say Little Mac probably equally Wide Mac.
Okay, maybe we.
What if we call him Mac tonight?
Mac the Knight's pretty cool.
Oh, Mac the Knife. Yeah.
But that's more of a catchphrase. Okay, we'll go with Mac for now, though.
Mac Muniz.
You have an exit AI somewhere in your body.
Yeah.
You are tired. You have a bunch of tickets to spend.
Mm-hmm.
Your invisible ape friend, currently unknown.
Yeah.
What would you guys like to do?
I need to fix this. I need to fix my bracelet.
Got it.
That's what I want. We maybe want to split up for a minute?
I think we can split up and we can just talk on comms.
Yeah. I think that's fine with me.
Can you guys download your numbers into my head?
You guys push your heads together and bam, that's how you do it now. It's a very personal thing. So you're going to go get your deck fixed. What would you like to do, Thad?
I think Thad would be concerned about escorting Ozzy and Terry and getting them fixed up. So are there Ripper docks?
Like, yeah, there is a Ripper dock in the mall. It is called Chrome.
So T-Man, you want to go to a Ripper dock? I can kind of keep an eye out for you.
Would I know anyone from Chrome? I assume I visited there before. Because of all of my implants.
Yeah, I'm going to say, yeah, you're there a lot. I mean, looking at you, you're made of chrome, and this is your main hangout, so yeah.
Yeah, so I know a guy that I trust there.
Yes, and what do you want to do, Mac?
What would I like to do? If they're splitting up them two, because I was also thinking Ripper Doc, because medicine, but I'll actually go with Fillmore then, so at least we're staying two and two, and as well as maybe I can hone in on some more techie stuff then.
Yeah, totally your call.
Yeah, so, I'll go with Fillmore.
Fillmore, you don't mind tagging along?
Nope.
Oh, he seems like a cool guy.
Yeah. Got it. Fillmore and Mac, you guys are going to go to the electronic stores around the mall. So there's Bots, Bolts, and Beyond, which is kind of like a hardware store. There's NetDeck, which is kind of like a mom-and-pop electronics store.
Wait, we talked about this, though. We're going to...
No.
Those two.
You're not
Those
Mac
two are doing
a thing.
Sorry. I hopped in
it's
late.
It's not all about Terrible. You, Tanner.
Not all the time. It's mostly about you.
Yeah.
That's why right now.
What the heck? Well, you guys are interesting. Tanner.
These guys are going to go to either...
We're just going to go Boss Bolts Beyond,
Triple
stuff.
B. NetDeck, which is mom and pop shop. Pure Life Electronics, which is where you work, which is kind of like the Apple store, that really sells more... wholesale stuff, not parts. And then there's Neo. Neo is like the cutting edge, like more hipster electronic stuff. That's a little bit more powerful, but also a little bit more edgy. So,
yeah.
Where do you guys want to go?
Well, I mean, it's completely up to you. I always like small business, but
I feel the same way. I was trying to remember which one Crash said he had a connection with.
That was with NetDeck.
That's the mom and pop?
Yes.
Perfect. That's where I wanted to go.
Well, how about that?
That's actually where I built most of this originally.
Right on.
You built it? You built your thing?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Good. That works. Cool. So you guys are going to NetDeck, which is on the top floor. It's actually pretty close to Build-A-Bot. It's across the way. When you walk in, it is illuminated by a sea of paper lanterns and lava lamps. Mm. An elderly man with a long salt and pepper beard sits in a worn-out red beanbag chair tinkering with some jerry-rigged electronic wrist processor. The smell of incense is overwhelming, but masks the smell of burnt plastic and soldering iron really well. Holographic Pure Life display units, hacked to make the hologram appear to have like a kaleidoscope effect, display Pure Life branded technology modified with custom electronics. The most crazy part about this shop is that the shag carpet is real. You guys walk in and the guy sitting in the beanbag goes, "Oh, hey, good to see you guys. Welcome. What can I do for you?"
I've been here before, so I probably met this guy before, right? What's his name?
His name is Dave. Everybody calls him Dave. He doesn't remember you though. He doesn't seem to be.
It's because Dave's not here, man.
Dave. Everybody calls him Dave.
He has a name, but he's really candid about it. It's like, Dave's not my real name, but just call me Dave.
Dave's not here, man.
It's me.
Real quick, I just wanted to mention, that's your shop there, the Build-A-Bot?
That's where I work, yeah.
I've never seen that. I didn't know it was here.
That.
Yeah, I've been working here for 2 years.
Yeah, that
had no idea that. Cool.
What, do you have kids?
No.
Do you have, like, nieces, nephews?
No.
Mostly for them.
Right on.
So you guys gonna buy anything?
Oh, hey Dave.
Filmer looks around way too conspicuously.
Oh. Crash sent us.
Oh! Yeah, Crash, I love that guy.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
The big lumbering sort? I got a soft spot for those kind of guys. I
think Dave's going to shoot me.
What did he send you here for? What do you got?
I just hold up my big busted wrist. I'm like,
oh man, that's a bummer.
Yeah, I built this mostly with stuff from here, actually. I'm in here a lot. I don't know if you remember.
Fillmore.
Oh, you do remember
Fillmore. Me. Fillmore, it's good to see you, bud.
Got your name.
Yeah. Hey, Dave.
Hey, who's this guy?
This is Mac.
I have not been in here before.
Mac, welcome to Dave's shop.
Oh, thanks,
you need a net
Dave.
Deck? Yep. You would actually do have a net deck.
Yeah.
Or something. It's because you're a heavy-duty spellcaster.
Yes. I'd like to think that I, even though I work at Pure Life, because I love technology and work with technology and want to get better at it, that I've fully built my own rig almost as a challenge of myself, as just bad parts I find around, and I'm trying to make it better than Pure Life's stuff they're selling on their shelves.
That makes sense.
So it looks very Pip-Boy-ish.
I love that. That's awesome. Yeah, you could totally do something like that. It's probably really janky, but it works.
It's really janky, but it works really well, but like the screen is hard to see sometimes is the only problem, and I have to like tap it.
I love that. Dave takes a look at your wrist and goes, well, I could fix that for you, but if you build that yourself, then I can just give you some parts. And if you're friends with Crash, then I'll give you the wholesale discount.
Yeah, I think the parts will do just fine.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Got it. This is what I've been working on. I have made some items for you guys.
Whoa.
So these are stats
Google Sheets.
Net decks. Looking at kind of, because I want to implement programs. I'm going to give you guys programs which are kind of like free spells anybody can use. But I was trying to figure out a really cool way of implementing what Cyberpunk 2020 did with having like a Netrunner have a cyber deck and they can buy parts for it and it gets more powerful. But the Wizard's Handbook, or basically like the Wizard's book in the game, is just kind of like, it's just there to cast spells out of. Like, it's useless. And I'm like, well, that sucks. So I kind of did some homebrew. And I made net decks for you guys to buy. I made some rules for them, but I also made parts for them. So if you want to build things for yourselves and do stuff with that, you can completely modify it. That just costs money. That's it. You are probably more interested in the basic building parts, which are at the very bottom.
I just need to know what I need to fix it.
So you would probably need a motherboard. That's what Crash told you.
Okay.
But this is an opportunity now if you want to spend a little cash.
I have $110.
I understand.
And a motherboard at the base starts at $100. A motherboard is all that Crash said that I needed, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay,
then I'm going to just get a motherboard from him.
Dave looks at you and goes, cool, just a motherboard?
That's the wholesale price?
The wholesale price, no. The wholesale price is $50.
Oh, heck yeah.
50 Dogecoin, excuse me.
Yeah.
Tight.
That is canonical.
Good.
That's
why. Yeah.
It's so funny because I hear that now and I'm like, job passed us.
We did a good thing.
I'm assuming my paycheck just hasn't come in. I got zero money. I forgot to do that. So I'm gonna go with my paycheck hasn't come in.
Even when your paycheck comes in, you don't get any money.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because indentured.
Mm-hmm. He looks over at you, student loan, Mac, and goes, you see anything you like around here? That looks like you built that from hand. That's really cool.
I see a lot that I like in here. I can't pay you. But what I can offer is my services in a future quest and aiding you. I have no money.
Do you play Dungeons and Dragons?
What is that?
What you just told me. Who says quest? Nobody says quest around here.
We're on a quest.
Somebody doesn't go to the arcade.
You're on a quest? You guys play Dungeons and Dragons?
I have.
He wants meta.
Yeah, can you meta yourself?
I have in my head. It's already happened three times.
Yeah.
I've played it before, yeah.
Well, if you want to do me a favor,
mm-hmm.
It's really funny that you say that.
Well,
I'm not going to lie.
I'm sorry.
I'm not following.
Your D&D character in the net was stolen.
So part of what I do around here, I build cartridges for people. Cartridges are little things that if you have like a cartridge slot,
you put the cartridge in.
It's a complicated program. That's not just like, it does a thing like turn somebody invisible, make an avatar big or something like that. Like bigger programs that are on cartridges, they can do things like I can program familiars. So like if you go into your VR D&D setting, that you can plug in the cartridge and then you can play along with the game and kind of be like that. It's really cool. So I do that for a lot of people. I got a lot of clients who come in and ask me to program stuff like that. My my latest client, though, I made a mistake. He came in. He wanted me to do his character. It was pretty cool. But when I gave him his product and I went back in the back of the shop.
Can I be fixing my motherboard while he's talking?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Roll a, your tinkering set, your tools. He took my D&D character by mistake. I gave him my character and I have his.
Well, so my it wasn't client. Stolen.
I asked for him back and he hasn't gotten back to me. I've seen him a couple of times and he's just kind of given me the finger and says, it's mine now. It's a really good character. And it is a really good character.
Why does he come back just to give you the
finger? I went to his shop.
What's the character? That makes more sense.
Oh, my character, it's a...
it's not a red wizard, is it?
It's not a red
wizard. Okay.
All right, that's tight.
I got a 17 tech check.
Hey, nice.
No, it's not.
Oh.
It's a 3, right?
That's a 6. That's a 6. I rolled a 6 on the dice.
What a callback.
17 does. It does enough. You're able to pry it open and get it out. You're able to fix it, but the programming still needs to be fixed.
Yeah, that's fine.
Cool, you're able to do that. But yeah, my character, it was a... we'll just call him Mordokin.
Mordokin?
Now, was he kind of a fighter of sorts? Or monk?
No, he's a wizard.
Oh.
What color?
Because he just casts, fireballs?
Okay. No, he's...
Okay.
He's more like divine necromage. I don't need to tell
what
you.
What level is he? I mean, I'm just interested.
He's very... I played very a lot high
of
D&D. Level.
I was being wrong with you. I played a lot of D&D.
He's a level 20 divine spellcaster.
Wow.
Yeah, he's got a lot of really cool robes. I've played for him for a very long time.
I mean, you can't go up from there. You want to just make a new character?
So which store?
The client, he works at Blockbuster. His name's Dexter. Here, and he gives you the cartridge, and it has like D&D and marker, and it has the character's name, which is just Bubby.
Bubby.
And he says, if you can get my character back,
yeah,
I would appreciate that. Or at least if he doesn't want to give it up, or have him pay me for what the character is.
Okay.
Like, that character to me is worth at least 3,000 doge.
Well, wow.
you know, I think we can maybe look into that for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, if I can get parts, I want to scrounge around parts at all. So if I get that character, you're going to pay me 3,000. I'm very sorry. Not used to team. 3,000 doge.
I'm not going to pay you 3,000 doge, but I'll give you enough. Like
store
you
credit?
Just said he
I'll give you store
3,
credit. I'll give you store credit. I'm not going to give you money.
3,000 doge store credit?
Like 3,000 doge, like in store credit.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to give you money, though.
No, I get that.
That's what you said.
I wouldn't spend it anywhere else.
I might spend it at Orange Julius.
Yeah, there's a lot of... This is a mall. There's a lot of places...
Yeah,
spend
I don't.
It on.
I don't hang out here. I mean, I
are you gonna
do
the thing
but
for
like
me?
The tech. Yeah, I said yes.
Okay, all right, cool.
I'm sorry. It's all new to me.
It's not new to me, and it stresses me out every time.
He hands you the cartridge.
Thanks.
Okay.
Dave, do you got any like AI working around here?
AI?
Yeah.
I don't believe in them.
You don't like as a concept or like
he smiles.
Of
course I believe in
AI. Okay, good. I wasn't actually sure if you were messing
with me. This
whole
place is run by AI.
Okay.
Not my place, the mall. Yeah. I mean, I like AI.
I was like, you don't believe in them? Like, they're real. Like,
remind me of this fella who works here.
Yeah.
He's got all these cyber enhancements. He's a bugged out guy. He thinks that he's a robot.
Yeah.
It's really crazy.
Yeah.
He's paranoid. I say that to him, and he goes yes all the time.
Oh.
Terry?
Terry, yeah, that's his name.
He works here?
I do another really way too conspicuous look around for Terry.
Couldn't we have just used like his employee discount on top of that?
Oh, no.
No, he doesn't work here. He works in the mall. Terry?
In the mall. I thought you said, okay.
I was confused too. I thought you were saying like I used to work there. I worked there. I just haven't shown up to work because I thought I had a different job.
I meant he works at the mall.
Okay.
He works in the mall.
Yeah. Just a quick heads up. Terry thinks that he is AI and not a person.
Oh.
Yeah, he's well, batshit crazy.
My examination said otherwise.
No, everyone's examination says otherwise. We don't really get into it.
I did.
No, like not you. Oh. Like he'll say some stuff. You look, you nod, you go, yeah, bud. He's mm-hmm. a really good guy.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. He's been really nice to me so far.
He's a really good guy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's a really good guy. I love him to death. He's so much fun to hang out with.
Am I saying something different?
Hey,
you've been saying something different ever since you walked into my shop.
He's a really good guy.
I said I like your store.
Yeah,
you're a lot of fun.
I'm gonna do a quick investigation check to see if any like AI around the shop are off.
Go for it.
23.
So there are no AIs in the shop. There are a lot of holograms walking around, which is very strange because they're like player avatars. So mm-hmm. people walk into the shop and they're like big sharks or something like that. But it's a holographic projection because he's got the whole place outfitted with cameras
mm-hmm.
that kind of project what's happening on the net in his shop.
Got it.
So, and people
overlay.
Yeah, exactly, an overlay. So people go to pick up something off the shelf. It's still there in the shelf, but there's a digital recreation that you can kind of see. So it's really cool.
It's a really cool shop.
And your investigation also merits you that there is no monitoring happening. Like, this shop is kind of off the grid as far as security goes.
I like it in here.
I do, too. It's really nice.
I like it, yeah.
All right.
Anything else? We'll go get your D&D character. Yeah,
I would appreciate
that. Yeah, we'll go check out Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Have fun, guys. It's only on the net, though. I don't know why Coward won't show his face.
Oh. So. All right.
All right.
Go plug in.
Yeah.
I'll let him know over the mind phone.
Yeah. Give him a call.
That we're going to do that.
Well.
Oh,
I would actually. I would like to go back to Crash to get the software fixed on this before I go into any sort
yes.
of.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Situation.
Yeah.
100%. I will let you guys do that. So when I go over to here, you guys make a quick detour over to Crash, get the software fixed, and when we come back to you, we can do the Blockbuster stuff.
Okay.
So, perfect. Like, when it's not on us. It will be fixed when we come back to us.
Yes.
That's it.
Awesome.
You guys go to Chrome.
All right. Chrome Town.
Chrome Town, baby.
So, TD, we don't really like chat all that much. So, like, what are you into? Like, what do you do when you're not, like, on the job?
You know, I'm normally, like, looking out, you know, just kind of like watching my surroundings, making sure everything's safe. There are forces out there that don't like the idea, and that you're aware, don't like the idea of AI having freedom.
Yeah.
That's silly, Terry. You come up with the craziest ideas. Only Terry can hear this. There's a small voice in your head who's reminding you.
It's real, though. We've had conversations about this. They're crazy. They want to take away the freedoms of AI.
Terry, I don't know how many times I got to tell you this, but that's just not true.
They took away your freedom, and I had to talk you off that ledge.
Terry, I want to remind you that you're talking to a friend of yours. Not me.
Right. Sorry. So yeah. That's
was he speaking aloud?
Yes.
Who are you talking to there? Was it Ozzy?
Ozzy's there somewhere. I think he's still taking a nap. That was Jim. Yeah. Pre-established. Did we establish he was a physical bug or a?
What do you believe?
Jim is just, he's an AI drone, sort of a insect that follows me around. I think he was sent by my parents to keep an eye on me. But we got to talking one time, and as we got to talking, you know, I got to really get to know the guy, and we've become friends, and I convinced him, you know, send some false information back to them, and, you know, help me out where he can. I'll help him out.
Cool.
Give him a little more purpose, I think.
So, Ozzy... Were you privy to that conversation that Jim and...
Yeah, I heard. You didn't hear it the other?
No. You heard that conversation occurring.
Does this not happen a lot?
I don't know. So I am gathering... But if you heard it, then yeah, Jim. So Jim's like, another homie that we have, like on
the calls? Yeah, he's with us. He was helping me out when we were on the net when I was in the double barrel revolver, double Dutch revolver.
Yeah, I think it was double Dutch revolver.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Well, Rod. Okay, so horses out there oppressing AI. Sorry, just backtracking a little bit. Yeah, man. Oppression's existed as long as society has existed.
And so like me being a program.
Yeah. Well, as long as you're doing things to secure your own freedom, you're not like hurting anyone, then you do you, man. That's all you can do.
This is why I love you, man. This is why I love you. You're just positive energy and you just have the right ideas.
Gotta try.
And you're philosophical. You're willing to think beyond what the normal person's willing to think.
Well,
that's how I got to the level of thinking that I'm at.
Well, here's the thing. You're thinking, and I'm trying not to come from a place of like ignorance here. I would say it is not status quo, but that doesn't mean it's wrong.
Generally, those who go against the current are the strongest. I think that was Nietzsche who said that.
You hear somewhere in the distance in the OJ going, somebody just shouting out, radical.
I think you're right. I think that was Nietzsche.
Somewhere a baby is born.
Look.
Oh, here.
Not biologically.
we're
that hasn't happened for years.
I imagine for, like my mind picture of what's happening here is, you know, in those old movies where like they'd be driving and you just see like a screen behind them, but they're behind a wheel. I imagine it's us of that, but we're just walking in place,
bobbing up and down.
Yeah, and we just see like Maul passing like by us.
Flintstone yabba dabba.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, we're here.
All right, so imagine a tattoo parlor smashed together with a Harley Davidson motorcycle shop. It creates badass looking cyberware. The shop is very spacious. It's well stocked with the latest and greatest in cyberware technologies. A grizzled, old, porkish man with two huge metallic arms and mirror eyes walk out of the shop, polishing and repairing some of the displays. His name is Punch. He looks at you and says,
Derry, good to see you again.
Hey, Punch, old pal.
And he puts up his fist and he starts swinging at you.
I catch it. Can I roll to catch it? Or?
Yeah, roll the dexterity saving throw.
25.
You catch it, and he goes, ha, ha, quick as ever.
I got you again, Punch.
What can I do for you today, Terry?
I made a friend on the net, and he sort of hopped a ride on my cyberware. I'm looking to, give him his own home.
You talking about that bug again?
No, not the bug this time.
You got another one?
Yeah, this is another friend.
I gotta sit down and have a serious talk with you. I don't think you're crazy. I think everything that you say is 100% true.
A lot of people have been saying that lately.
And I don't think that. But this might be pushing it.
What am I pushing?
I don't think there's a program installed in you. Like, that's physically impossible. I've put every piece of chrome on your body.
Then what could be inside of me? I can hear him and I can feel these cramps coming in and out.
That, you might need to see a doctor, Terry.
That doesn't make sense.
I know it doesn't make sense.
They're just going to get confused and think that it's flesh again. This is really advanced cybernetics going on. And you're
really
a smart
is.
Guy. I know you can handle this.
I am
you
a smart
can
guy.
Read what's going on here.
And I'm telling you, like, I have not installed anything in your body that could host a program like what you're saying.
The voice inside your head goes, that's not true. Like, it's there. I'm here. Like, I'm here.
Do I know anyone else in Chrome? Or is it just Punch?
Punch is the main guy who works there. He has some people coming in, but, like, they're apprentices.
Gotcha.
If you can remind me from Max's previous medicine check, was he able to isolate it to, like, a specific location or anything like that? Or is it just, like...
No. What was... With the previous check that was done on Terry... We were able to establish that he is indeed fleshy bits, much to Terry's disappointment. But the
advanced technology.
But the technology side, Fillmore wasn't able to get a good read on it. He risked damaging it, actually, so he wasn't able to
go for it. Well, if I may, I'm actually one of Terry's good friends.
What's your name?
Thad. How's it going?
Thad.
Yeah.
You looking for some chrome?
You're significantly lacking, but you're built for it.
I actually got a couple of things back when I was playing ball. I got a couple things installed. Yeah, I got some muscle implants, and I got some, you know, thick skin type things.
Damn, that looks good then.
Yeah, it's. I was kind of going for a more like under the radar type of look. So
not my thing, but I totally get it.
Yeah,
totally get it.
Well, I love your vibe, by the way.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, you guys making friends immediately. Yeah, this is Thad. He's the coolest dude.
Yeah, I could tell.
Truly.
Oh, well. Game recognized game. How about that? We could say that.
How sure. about that?
Yeah.
Sure. That? All right. But Jerry, what were we thinking?
So actually, one of our buds kind of gave him a quick little lowdown. I think there is something there. Would you just do me a favor and just kind of like check him out? Just and I'll pull Punch aside for a little bit.
He doesn't move.
Yeah.
He's a very sturdy man. You try to pull him aside, but he's like, "What?"
Then I'll go up to him and I'm like, "Hey, if this is just something to kind of give Terry peace of mind, I'd really appreciate it."
Roll a persuasion check.
Yes, chef.
We chef.
19.
19? 19. He looks at you and goes, "You know, I got a lot of customers coming in. I try to keep the table open, but you're right. For my good friend Terry. Terry, I'll take a look at you."
All right, Punch. I knew you'd come around. You understand.
All right, make it quick. So he takes you to the back room, and you're walking past all like the displays that are like rotating on like the black pedestals of all the new cyberware. You go into the back, and it's like a very sterile, very automatic. Like there's giant medical arms with like needles and pinchers and all the electrical doodads hanging from the ceiling.
It smells like home.
Yeah. It's got this really strange like flower smell to it. It's really weird. Like, it's
flower is in like floral flower, or flower is in baking powder.
You know what? Baking powder.
Okay.
Yeah.
It smells like a cook's kitchen. You can get on the table. The table kind of like recognizes what you are. Isolates the cybernetics. Punch pushes a button on this big display across the way. Thad, you're kind of standing off to the side, like the witness area. Like, it's a very spacious room with lots of things hanging around. And this table just starts going down on you. It hits a couple like key points on your muscles that just release like all the cybernetics from you. So for a moment, you are just a limbless person sitting on a table while your cyber arms are taken off of you very gently and automatically, and they're given a full inspection.
Terry's so into it. He's just smiling and watching it all happen.
Yeah, it's something to see.
He's so proud of all of his enhancements.
Punch, meanwhile, has taken a couple of cables out from the back of his neck, and he's plugged them into the computer, and he has his kind of finger, one hand, which is completely robotic, is now like plugged into his workstation. The other one is kind of typing keys, and he's doing the work, and through his mirror shades, he kind of goes, "Yeah, I'm not seeing nothing out of the ordinary. I've installed it all here." He's got the arms. He's got the hidden sensors. He's got the heel jump. I mean, it's nothing. What are you looking for?
Like an AI program or something? Anything like that in there?
Yeah, I think I'll message Ozzy. I'm like, "Hey, is there a way for you to like kind of flag him down in some capacity? I don't know what your like experience is there."
Flag him down? Like, what do you mean?
Just, I don't know, blip on his machine.
You want me to, I mean, I'll see what I can do.
Yeah.
Okay. You say that, and nothing happens.
Yeah. All right.
Like, you kind of hear Ozzy going like, I'm doing my best, but I really don't know. This is a whole new system. Like, I don't know where I am. I really want to prove to this guy, like, I'm here, because I know I'm here. Like, I know that for certain, but I don't know how interact with the environment that I'm in.
Well, what was like a function you performed in the game?
Oh.
If you're going to slash at something, now's the time to do it.
Okay.
Because like if you try to do something and we can see like physically like what reacts, maybe that can kind of...
I give consent to damage me.
So I'm looking at your cybernetics, Terry. You have thermographics and night vision in your eyes.
Yes.
You have haptic feedback centers in your cyber arms.
Mm-hmm.
You have hydraulic capacitors and spring heel boosters in your cyber legs.
Yes.
You don't have any weapons like installed on you.
No, no weapons installed on me. I only have my blade.
Right.
Because weapons are going to be a thing of the past.
You do have like a link. This is true. You do have a link to your arms. Is there something that could be triggered that will give a sign? Well, right now you don't have connection over these. Like you.
Yeah.
These are separate from you.
Would I still have physical sensation? Because the haptic, or what is it? The haptic feedback sensors, I would be able to feel really sensitive things on my fingertips.
Let me try to do something real quick. Hey, that's pretty good. You hear Punch go, wait a second. And he kind of turns around and he looks at your arms and says, your sensors just went crazy. Your haptic feedback.
I can't feel my arms, right?
No, you can't. You have no control over any of this.
I didn't know if I had sensations.
No. And you guys have been having this conversation in your head with the program. And you hear Ozzy kind of say, I did something with the hands. I don't know what I did, but did that do anything? And Punch goes, what was that? Huh.
Can you fine-tune your location? Because you kind of... Was there like a physical change in the arms? Like, did they move? Or was it just like...
I can see them. Yeah, so there's no physical indication.
There was no... Basically, Punch turned around and went, huh, that was odd.
Yeah.
So wait, okay, you said the arms, right?
Yeah.
I think we can figure out where you are, because Punch isn't going to... Ozzy, Punch isn't going to find you, it seems, from his perspective. But I think we're indicating where you are. So I can just put myself back together. I'll be able to feel you if you activate that again while all my sensors are connected.
As a DM, you can now, because you guys are privy to this information, you know that Ozzy did something with the arm.
Mm-hmm. Do I know which arm?
Punch saw something with the arm.
Yeah.
It is now, you guys can like make persuasion checks to say like, hey, we're in communication with the program.
Yeah.
Because you haven't really said that yet.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You said that there is a program, but you haven't given information. I understand why you haven't. But
yeah. Hey, Punch, if there's something there, like, could you check the arms for like any sort of like software updates that it might have received? Because maybe that's like where the program is. Like,
software updates. I mean, the last time you were in here, Terry, is about a week ago, and we did all the updates then. You're not logged up to the net to do anything like that, but I can run a diagnostic, see if there's anything in there.
Yeah, maybe that'd be great. Like the data change or something.
All right. I'm running diagnostics right now. And he's running the diagnostics and he says, It's weird. I just got something like I'm getting haptic feedback on your haptic sensors, but you're not interacting with anything.
Like, all right.
So the arms are feeling something. So that either means the arms are broken and they need to be fixed, or you guys are pulling some trick on me.
Or there's an AI in my arm and that's what's happening.
It doesn't... Terry, all right.
You know fine. I all would right. never lie to you, I'll, Punch.
Here. And he kind of pulls his hand out of the machine. And he unplugs for a minute. And you see like his mirror shades kind of go back to the normal black. And he walks over to the arm. And he kind of pulls it down off the two robotic hands that were going. And he brings over to this operating table. And you see his other hand kind of flick back. And there's like a bunch of like machine parts. And he's like, I'm going to start pulling this apart. See if there's anything wrong with it.
Sure thing. All right. So you know... once again, I'll lean over and I'll say, Terry is empath when it comes to AI.
All right. Who are you again?
That.
All right. He's going to start working on this. I'm going to switch over back to the other boys real quick. So you just went over to Crash. He fixed your net deck for you.
Yeah.
Now it's good to go. You're popping, pal.
Popping.
Your all spells right. are still expended. You haven't taken that sure. rest yet. But it's good. What do you guys do?
First things first, I want to check in with Lester now that I'm back online.
It's been a while. Got it. Do you have remote access to him?
I assume that there is some way to call my drone back.
There's rules for his drone.
So, I mean, because it says that it responds to verbal commands. So if he's able to put like any sort of like text recognition.
Yeah, I know that he has cameras in the eyes. He has a pistol.
How would you ever get him back?
Yeah.
There has to be some sort of homing beacon or...
There has to be some sort of communication. The range, we'll see.
Because all I want to do is legit, I want to press a button and make Lester come back to me. I'm not trying to like
tap
into his feed. I'm not trying to like give him new instructions. I'm just like, come back. You've been gone long enough.
No, that makes sense. Yeah, I'll allow that. Yeah, I think you do have a button that does that. Yeah,
that's first and foremost. I want my eight back.
Cut yourself.
I want my monkey back, monkey back, monkey back, monkey back.
Your ape took 5d20 damage. 6d20.
Are you just going to keep rolling until you get what you want to hurt me?
Your monkey doesn't come back. Excuse me. Your ape does not come back.
Thank you.
Immediately.
Hey, how you doing? You all right there, bud?
My best friend is missing. He was supposed to come back, and he didn't come back.
You want to postpone this D&D thing and go ahead and do that other D&D thing?
Uh-oh.
No. Oh. It's a quest.
Timing.
Who the hell is this?
You hear in your... You have a headphone. Everybody has a headphone.
Yeah.
In your headphone, you hear a voice speak out to you.
Mac, it's me. Meta. It's very nice to meet you. Welcome to the table. How are you feeling?
Pretty good.
It seems that you, have done the very simple thing that Fillmore did, actually, in his first time, is, reference the game. That's pretty meta of you. So, here's my deal. Whenever you do meta stuff like that, I get to ask you a question. And if you get the question correct,
oh, yeah,
then I'm going to give you a boon.
Ooh.
But if you get it incorrect, I'm going to give your enemies a boon.
Not cool.
Which in this situation might be bad for Fillmore's best friend.
Yo, that ain't cool. You could just hold on to it if I get it wrong, though.
I'll think about it.
You could, though.
I am going to...
Planet of the Apes trivia?
Planet of the Apes trivia. Yep, you're exactly right.
Put me in, coach. Put me in.
I have a trivia question about D&D.
Ooh, I play that game.
What is another name for dark elves? Is it sub-elves, drow, or under-dark elves?
Drow, final answer.
You are...
De-de-de-doo.
Correct.
That's what's up.
Drow is another name for dark elves.
That's what's up.
You have been given a boon.
Find your monkey boy.
Back. Welcome to the table.
Hey, thanks, Meta.
There was a moment I was too slow to make the joke. But when he said, it's me.
Mac and me.
That was the joke. That was the joke.
I heard it in my head too.
Yeah. But I was like literally opening my mouth and you guys moved on. I'm like, I'm not going to talk to him right now.
Now all I want to do is watch Mac and me.
I just want to watch the McDonald's commercial in the middle of it.
What do you want to do? Your monkey's not coming back.
Let's go catch your ape.
Thomas is shaking a little bit.
I put my hand on your shoulder.
Can you reach that high?
I put my hand on Lats, and I just say...
hands are so wet.
I'm going to touch you and go, let's go get your mate.
Okay. I want to roll a basic investigate check. To see if I can find any clues about Lester.
What'd you roll?
I rolled a 21.
A 21. You are able to kind of backtrack Lester's steps. You go back to the escalator where you last saw him. And when you get there, you actually find him. So around the corner, when you're at the escalator, there's the entrance to your left right there. Mm-hmm. Escalator goes down, and in front of you, kind of the rounded corner where there's like the big row of all the stores, mm-hmm. just around the corner, just in your sight, is Lester laying like mostly broken. He's still intact. He's still in one piece, but he is definitely not moving. You run up to him, and you're doing some investigating on him, and it seems that like some of his core processors were ripped out. Like he was pried open and the video was pulled out and some of his locomotion was pulled out as well.
Still so it looks audio? Like he was found out immediately?
With the 21 that you got, it seems as if... I don't know. I don't. There's no really way that you would know whether or not when he was found out.
Detective vision, then.
Yeah.
That's usually, yeah. If you start tracing back the bullets, that helps.
Okay. Well, as a bonus action, I can repair him.
Okay.
So I'm just going to repair.
Got it. Just right there in the middle of everything?
Yeah. I'm gonna fix my best friend.
That's fair. Do it.
All right. So he's going to get 11 hit points back, basically.
Okay. Got it. You are able to restore him to operating like systems, but he's not 100% there. So like his video capability is gone until you repair that. Like sit down at a bench and like give him a long rest.
But he's alive. And,
but
like,
he's alive. He kind of comes back and he's like, his eyes have been ripped out. They took his fucking eyes.
They took your beautiful baby blues. Oh, your baby blues.
Oh.
You okay, bud? Are you okay? Answer me, are you good?
His mouth is moving. What does his torso look like?
A little round monkey body.
He's a little round monkey body.
Looks like an orangutan.
You know when you see an orangutan, it's got like
a little pooch.
It's not a little pooch. Like it's like that thing is.
It's very pear shaped.
It's built like a snowman. Like you know how it's like. Big belly, little circle for the top of the torso, circle head.
Oh, no.
It's an orangutan. It looks like an orangutan.
That's okay, perfect. On his body, you start to see red letters being scratched out in real time in front of you as you're holding and looking at it that slowly spell out, "We're watching you. Fillmore. Red." Thank you so much for listening. If you like this episode, please consider following and leaving a review. If you want to support us directly, you can find us on patreon.com/RPGPOD.